So dignity is number one, proper worship of Allah, proper submission. Proper submission is total submission. Don't submit to Allah. You accept everything Allah has to do. Yes. That's number one for our dignity. Number two is knowledge. Knowledge. Proper faith and proper knowledge makes up the dignity of the Muslim in El Islam. We can have all the faith, but if the knowledge is lacking, sometimes we embarrass ourselves.
Yes.
And we hurt our dignity, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
After we get a little sense, we remember, boy, I'll never do that again.
Faith and knowledge.
Yes.
In fact, in Islam, faith also comprise or constitute knowledge.
Yes, sir.
And as our faith grows, Allah promised, your knowledge will grow.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
As your faith grows, He will be. If you don't have no teacher, don't worry. As your faith grows, your knowledge will grow.
Yes.
But your faith has to expand.
Yes, sir.
Personal faith has become universal.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Church societies and religious societies, they promote personal faith. You see? And personal faith will not expand your intellectual vision like universal faith will.
Mm-hmm.
So Allah demands of us faith, but He says if you open your breast to faith, as your faith grows, He says He will give you the knowledge. He will also reward you with the knowledge, if only your breast open to faith. You see? So knowledge is important. Knowledge and faith. And for a Muslim, knowledge begins at the point of faith.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The pagans are called Jahiliyyah.
Yes,
right. Ignorant age. Ignorant people. Why they call that? Because their faith is not right faith. Right faith makes for ignorance. Incorrect faith, wrong faith makes for ignorance. So right faith makes for knowledge.
Yeah.
You see?
Yes, that's right.
So they be also sincere. Look how devoted they were to the blood ties. My brother, my cousin, my grandson, a member of Quraysh. Look how much they were devoted to their blood ties. They had strong faith in that. And look how they prayed to their idol gods. They had faith in that. But their faith was ignorance. So their life was ignorant.
Right.
Their deeds were ignorant.
Right.
Their standards were ignorant.
Right.
You see?
Yes.
So with us as Muslims, faith and knowledge are really one and the same. Faith is a belief in something before knowledge has been completed. Is that right? Knowledge is not completed. But the faith is there. The faith holds me, not knowledge. The faith is holding me. But doesn't the faith also constitute some knowledge?
Yes.
Because if I didn't have any knowledge at all, the faith wouldn't be there.
Right.
So have you seen Allah, brother? You say you worship Allah. Can you show him to me? Say, no, I can't show him to you, brother. So you mean to me, you've never seen Allah? No, I've never seen Allah. Say, well, Allah ever spoke to you? You say he spoke to the prophet. He ever spoke to you, brother? No, never spoke to me. Never spoke to you, you never saw him. You just believe in what the Quran said. Yes.
Yeah.
Why would you best believe that? Sometimes the believer can't explain himself. But actually, there is some knowledge. His heart knows something that his mind can't completely explain. Yes. So faith holds us with some knowledge until knowledge materials are complete. It finds its completion. Is that right? Then once the knowledge becomes complete, we don't say, I believe that anymore. We say, I know that.
That's right. That's
right. So, well, I know one thing, brother. Islam is right.
That's right.
We talk about God all night long, but I know one thing, brother. Islam is right. That we still don't have complete knowledge of. So we don't boast that we can tell you everything about that, you know. But we tell you one thing, this religion is right. Oh yes. Oh yes. So knowledge is what we want for dignity. As our knowledge increases, if that knowledge is coming as a reward for our faith, then that dignity grows bigger and bigger. And finally, it gets so big until the person is not even conscious of his own dignity. The person is conscious of his own responsibilities. Yes. We're to the point that we're not even aware of our own. We're not even conscious of our own dignity. We only become conscious of that when we need to awaken respect in others for themselves.
Yes.
Then we become conscious of the dignity. All we're conscious of is trying to do what Allah wants us to do in this life. Oh yes, that's what drives a believer. Oh yes. So I hope that has helped some. There's some lights on this stage. I think if you try to get some on while we are talking here, it will help. We could open the curtains even. Some lights back there will help. But as the lights go down, the senses go down too for some of us. Just keep the lights up. You know, when the lights go off, it puts you in your private world. Yeah, that's going to help our faith. We can get a few lights on. The stage lights, we can get a few stage lights on to help. This religion is the religion of humanity. It's the religion of humanity. It's the religion of every person born or ever was born. This is the religion. I make it very plain. It says in Allah said in the Quran, chapter 30, I think it's verse 30, the pattern on which He has created humanity, man, all people. All people. This is not a religion for us as Bilalians, as blacks, or as North American Muslims. This is a religion for us as people in the image of all people. That's right. That's what we have to understand clearly. That our religion says that God has not given us something that our nature doesn't require. God has not given us something that He thought to give us after He created us. He's given us something that our nature requires. He's given us something that human nature requires. is in everybody.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The same thing that my nature required here in America is required of the pygmy in Africa, of the Watusi in Africa, of the man in the cold zone of the north, of the American Indian, of the white man in Russia. Everybody had the same nature.
Right.
And this religion of ours says that it is a prescription.
Yes, yes, sir.
Answering what is written in the nature.
Yes,
sir.
So how can we think liberal?
Yes, sir.
How can we think black? How can we think America?
Yeah.
We have to think universal.
Indeed.
Yes. This come to make us some North American holy rollers.
That's right.
That's right.
This religious came to unite us with all people.
That's right.
To dignify the man all over the earth. And unite the man all over the earth. That's what this religion came to do. You don't have no black mission. No Chicago mission. You got a universal mission. Now isn't that dignity?
Yes, sir.
Doesn't that shine more light on our dignity?
Yes, sir.
Well, I sure want to be in the courtroom. Humanity is about it, just makes me happy.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it makes me happy. Because this is my nature. This is me.
Oh, yes.
This is me.
Oh, yeah.
The midlap of your father, Abraham, the upright one. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Millat Ibrahim Hanifa. Millat Abikum. Your father, speaking to everybody. Abikum. Not Abika. Abika means as your father. Abikum, all of your father. Father of all of you. Father of the nations. Millat Abikum. Ibrahim Hanifa. It is the midnight of your father Abraham, the upright in faith. He did not do crooked things in faith. He did not pull the wool over people's eyes in faith. He was open, sincere, straight on the straight way of God. Not having any mixed loyalties.
Right.
His loyalty was to one authority only. He was upright. He was not an undercover agent.
Yes.
He was upright. To be upright and have his law, you have to be out in the open.
Yes. Yes.
There ain't no place for undercover people in El Islam. El Islam requires that whatever we do with people or in good affairs must be open. And Jesus was a sign of that. Although the way Christianity treats him literally make you think that he came as a thief in the night. But there's a word in the book. See, when they arrested him in the night, they said, why you arrest me like this in the night? When I have done everything out in the open. That's what Jesus says in the New Testament. And Prophet Muhammad comes to fulfill that sign. Jesus wasn't establishing anything except faith in what the sign was pointing to. That's all.
Yes.
He didn't take it upon himself to even establish a school of ministers.
That's right.
He didn't. He didn't even establish a school of ministers. Peter didn't get no lessons from Jesus. He got nothing but signals from Jesus. Jesus asked Peter to come up with the lesson by himself. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's right, if you understand it.
Go ahead.
Say, you, what do you all think? When the academic person was raised, he didn't ask him. He said, what do you all think?
Yeah.
And then he told him, don't write down no speech. Don't try to compose no text. Don't take anything which you compose. Don't rationally compose anything.
Allah.
Just go on where you're supposed to go to preach for God. When you get there, the Spirit will come on you. Just sing whatever the Spirit needs. Yeah, that's what he told him. Why? Because he was a sign.
Yes, yes.
He was the sign of something to come. And it wasn't in the royal light, so he was telling the faithful, don't expect it in the world, it's not here. But it will come. He said, the kingdom is within you. He didn't say, I got it. He didn't say, this is the kingdom that I brought you. He said, the kingdom is within you. Meaning it had yet to be manifest. It had yet to be manifest. But if you keep the faith, this faith is going to bring you into knowledge. Now, how did he say that? He said, when the Spirit of truth is come, it will lead you into all truth. You have the Spirit now of love. You have the Spirit now of love and faith and obedience.
Yeah.
But soon, the Spirit of truth will come. And you will stop being dominated by romanticism. And logic will become a real ingredient in your life. And then the same faithfulness to God that has sustained you like this will also lead you into all truths. Yes. Prophet Muhammad came after Abraham, the man who searched for logic. Abraham searched for logic. He was a man of faith, but he wasn't satisfied just to have faith. He wanted to know the logical answers too. So he searched for logic. So we have a midlife after the order of Abraham. Prophet Muhammad came to establish that order of Abraham. But Jesus was a sign of the prophet that will come to establish that. That prophet will call the people to faith. But that faith will be accompanied by the Spirit of truth. A desire for rational light on life. Yes, Jesus is a sign of that. And Prophet Muhammad is the fulfillment of that.
Yes, sir.
He called the people's attention to rational discourse.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And he brought sciences back on this earth and sparked the rebirth of science for the whole world.
Yes.
Do you know that?
Yes, sir.
You'd be surprised how much this world is indebted to the mission of Prophet Muhammad. Is sciences, physical sciences, other sciences, political science? In fact, the social direction that this country has followed they are very much indebted to the mission of Papa Mama. These are stories. The map city, the fact that it's true. These are facts. We can prove them and know them at the time. Hey, you know, that's pretty ass, isn't it? These are actual facts. They're tested and verified by the Son of Man and not a spook. We prove it in no limited time. They're not put a limit on it. I would like to put a limit on the time, would you? Say, I don't know, that okay. You tell you can do it in no limit of time, but let's put a limit on it. Let me see you do it in 5 minutes. Hurrah was pretty sneaky, but sneaky man. Make you think that he said one thing, he said another.
That's right.
These are actual facts, proven figure for figure by the study of the Son of Man. That's the person, but I watch yourself. Prove this in no limit of time. So, okay, how about limiting it? Let's take five for a while. Then he'd be up his wall. All praise be to God. Have to test the water. All praise to Allah. The honor of Abraham, that word is called sometimes, Millah. The honor of Abraham, Millah. But it means more than that. I don't think the translators have yet found a satisfactory translation for Millah. Some translations say the faith of Abraham. They translate Millah faith. Yes. Some translated order. Some translated faith. Some translated way. The way of Abraham. This word, Millah. So that tells you that they don't have a satisfactory translation, right?
Yes, sir.
Faith, order, way. They all are connected. But it seems that somebody is looking for a specific term and can't find it. The word is very hard to translate because it embodies or it capsules brings into form an idea that is very big.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You see? It's trying to bring before our eyes in form an idea that is very big and an idea that has developed and grown over the history of the righteous.
Always.
You see? Millah, so they say faith, the order, the way of Abraham. Millah. Millah, I hope to try to help this mean. Millah means not also that, but Millah means the mental, spiritual attitude, the mental frame, the mental attitude of the person. But we are not associating ourselves with Abraham as the patriarch of this great way because of his faith alone, but there's something more important It is what does his attitude, what does his mental attitude, the moral content of the person is reflected in their attitude. Sometimes we can say we belong here morally, but our attitudes puts us somewhere else. And the word mina is telling us something about that man's emotional content. Yeah, something about his emotional content. That he was a man who followed logic. He was a man of unquestionable faith. But there was also a rational disposition of makeup in his emotionalism. His aspirations were well-ordered, well-grounded, well-founded. His aspirations emanated from a pure and solid rational base. You see? So the man's frame, his mental frame, was upright, unquestionable. His attitudes were pure. His attitudes were honest, upright, and just. The man had a hope. And his hope reflects what was working in him. So Midlife suggests, connotes also hope. Midlife, hope. So, we say our faith, our order, our way is that of Prophet Abraham, the upright. Also our hope is that of Prophet Abraham, the upright in faith. Our hope. The human being is a creature of hope. The human being is a creature of hope. Hope decides the destiny of the human being. So we've now moved from the religious term faith to a more common term hope. What do we hope?